The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. In a drought, evaporation is the enemy, but there is a way to stop it.
We have 96 million balls out on this reservoir.
96 million?
Right.
More after this. A huge container truck pulls up to the edge of a California reservoir and someone gives the signal.
Change balls away!
And thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of little plastic balls roll down the concrete into the water. From a distance, it looks like someone is deliberately pouring crude oil into the reservoir. But the idea here is not to pollute the water, it's to save it. Evaporation, of course, is a part of the water cycle, but desperate times call for desperate measures. And with 95% of California under drought conditions, Richard Harrisick, an engineer with the LA Department of Water and Power, needed a way to stop the evaporation process, which over the course of a year can cause 300 million gallons of water to just disappear from LA's open air reservoirs.
That's enough water for 2,700 average homes in Los Angeles.
You can't repeal the laws of physics, but as it turns out, you can interfere with them. The solution, as he told CBS News correspondent John Blackstone, was to use millions of black plastic shade balls.
How does floating a bunch of black balls save water?
It just kind of keeps the sunlight off it, so the evaporation can't occur at all.
There's a lot of complaints about plastic in water. I mean, that's a huge concern now. This isn't going to add to that kind of plastic pollution.
No, nothing leaches out of it, and nothing gets in the water.
But it's clearly a sign of desperation, because while saving 300 million gallons a year may sound like a lot, that is only 2% of the water that Los Angeles used in just the month of June. The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.